UC Santa Barbara activists host May Day rally, demanding support from the universities. The UC Santa Barbara May Day rally took place this afternoon from 12 to 2 on the Stork Tower field, where around 70 activist students and concerned community members met to eventually march to Cheadle Hall to present a letter demanding full-fledged support for unions.
So, my name is Candace. Like you said, I am a member of a group in Santa Barbara called Poder, People Organizing for the Defense and Equal Rights of Santa Barbara, who are Santa Barbara famous for being the first people in history to stop the gang injunction. Which, if you don't know what that is, it basically legalizes racial profiling and martial law for people of color and poor people. I'm also part of a group called CAP, Conservation of the American Pyramids, and we are about supporting and empowering people in self-knowledge and self-awareness and personal responsibility through learning about Mesoamerican culture, cultural practices, and history. So today though, I'm really not here speaking. I'm not here speaking on behalf of either of those groups that I am part of and love. I'm really here today just speaking for myself today, speaking to you as a woman of color, a queer woman of color, a worker on this campus, a mother, and a UC alum also, not at Santa Barbara, but a UC alum. And my message for you today is mainly one of, well, I want to challenge us to think about work differently today. To think about the community that surrounds Santa Barbara, UC Santa Barbara, right? It's beautiful to see students of UCSB standing together with workers at UCSB, but we all every day need to remain conscious that this university is situated within communities in Isla Vista, in Goleta, and Santa Barbara, right? And this university impacts those places. Having worked a little bit outside of the university before, I know that the jobs here are actually like pretty privileged jobs, you know, in compared to other work that's out there. Like, we get benefits, we're lucky to be here, we have access to, you know, you students and all of these resources that are here. But there are a lot of people that are impacted by the university being here who don't have access to those things, right? And do whatever your part is each day to remain conscious of that fact, that UC Santa Barbara is not in a bubble, and the world of Santa Barbara doesn't revolve around UCSB, all right? So do what you can to educate yourself about the surrounding communities. Can I get a show of hands here, please, of if there's anyone here who this is like your first time, like celebrating May Day or observing May Day? Nice, woo! That's beautiful. We are living in an incredible time right now where we are just seeing some of the most out there oppressive injustices happening from this administration, right? The diseases of this country that have bubbled to the surface, they're like here in our face. And it's an amazing time because there's always balance. When there's huge amounts of darkness, there's always also huge amounts of light. And that's what we have in this new consciousness of us becoming aware. Oh, May Day, the day of the worker.
May Day, or International Workers' Day, is not specific to UC Santa Barbara. Across the UC system, students are also marching to protest the way that workers are being treated at their campuses. Across the globe, rallies are taking place in cities like Portland, Seattle, and Paris. KCSB's Matt Merritt went to the event and spoke to two attendees of the event.
My name is Michael Kyle.
And you are the organizer of this event?
I'm one of the, well, Gabriela Romo and I have been like kind of the head organizers on it. We've had plenty of other people have been working with us, like Alex Miller is also right here. I don't know, I'm gesturing, it's a microphone. But we've had several like organizers that kind of come through with the UCSB Student Union Labor Coalition, which includes UAW members, grad students, as well as AsMe Teamsters you've seen out here today, and a few of us students who've been organizing all this.
So you guys submitted a letter to Cheadle Hall today, right? So can you tell me a little bit about what it says and what the demands are?
The letter is a kind of a, it's a basic appeal of what's going on here at UCSB. We have 4 in 10 students, 7 in 10 workers who are suffering from food insecurity. And all these, like, as well as the contracting out issues, the university's pushes to try to make strikes illegal through injunctions. And just all these other, like, plethora of issues that come from those union busing practices the university has. And what we're basically calling for is for the administration to both acknowledge what's wrong with all this going on and to really join us in solidarity and join us in the fight for solving what we would see as the systemic issue here as being the full funding of UC. Because whenever we as students go forward and we're like, oh, we want to stop a tuition hike, we want to roll back tuition, if we succeed, that's less money for the unions to say, oh, we want a wage increase, and they're literally starving. The workers are literally starving. So if we keep fighting like separately, we're not getting anywhere. It's joining together students and workers and asking for and demanding the full funding of the UC, which happened to the state legislature and to the administration helping us lobby the state legislature to push those bills forward and to make all this happen, which one such proposal that I've heard go around a lot would only cost about $4 a month for the average family. The family makes around $48,000 or so. For $4 a month, $40 a year. And of course, that's a progressive tax. So if you're making millions, you're getting charged like in the thousands or so. But that's enough to raise over $9.43 billion for the state, which should be enough to raise the wages, eliminate tuition, and all the such. Increase the per student spending at UC, because we also acknowledge that our grad students are being left with larger and larger class sizes, more to grade, which also means that we're left with less and less personable interactions with our professors, with our grad students, with our adjunct professors.
What's happening on May 11th?
That was just kind of like a deadline set sort of thing. Actually, we just got a meeting set for tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. So that'll be happening tomorrow.
And what do you hope to accomplish with the meeting tomorrow?
Either get them caught in the position where they have to say, we don't care about your lives, or we're going to be here fighting for your lives.
I'm Nelson Lichtenstein. I teach in the history department here. And I direct the Center for the Study of Work, Labor, and Democracy here at UC Santa Barbara. Yeah.
So can you tell me your take on the rally in particular going on right now?
Well, I mean, it's very important to have the May Day rally is in one sense as American as apple pie. It's been going on since 1886. We've been having May Day rallies. And I think that small or large, I'm going to go downtown in just a few minutes. I remember very well the 2006 May Day rally, which is the largest march in Santa Barbara in the history of this town. There are 20,000 people. And I think the conjoining of immigrant rights and workers' rights is entirely logical and appropriate, because the working class in this country has always been immigrant, always. Different, not always Latino, it's Jewish, Italian, German, Irish, but it's always been. And so therefore, this is sort of, this is the essence of what the country should be doing, you know. And for many decades, elites tried to demonize and marginalize May Day, but actually it's coming back now in a way, because Labor Day has become a kind of just a holiday without any politics to it in September. This has clearly politics.
Right. And I've heard a lot of this being sort of centered around instability of access to food. They're talking about 4 out of students not having access, or 4 out of 10 students not having stable access to food, and 7 out of 10 workers. Can you comment sort of on the link between students and workers?
One of my classes did a survey of Isla Vista, of students in Isla Vista, and it turns out when you have a $10 or $10.50 minimum wage, which is what most students do work, and you have to pay the rent, and you have to pay, you know, for tuition and whatnot. Something has to give, and I think we had a survey. 50% of all the students we surveyed, and they were just students in Isla Vista, have made use of a one of the food banks on campus. 50%, not every day, but they have. So in the course of their month, they find themselves without food. So it's remarkable. This was unheard of 30 or 40 years ago, and now on college campuses. So I think it indicates, despite the official unemployment rate being low, in fact, there's a tremendous amount of underemployment and underpay. Wages are too low.
If you wish to get involved with May Day, you still can. While the march is over, if you go on to Facebook and search UCSB May Day Rally, you can find their event page and sign the coalition letter, if you choose to do so. This has been KCSB's Nkechi Akem reporting.